Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Yes, thank you for joining us here for the Financial Health and Wealth Show on My Talk 1071. Woo, all right. It's so nice that we're going, all right, it's bright and sunny, although it's very cold here in Minnesota. So if you are listening to us out and about and on the web, we appreciate you. If you're someplace where it's a little warmer, just send some of those vibes to
Take
us here.
Take us with you.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily want to go anyplace, but I do like to be able to manifest what it would feel like if I went someplace.
I want to go.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I'm here. And I'm thankful to be anywhere, right?
That's true.
We're thankful to be here.
That's true. So Ms. Cassandra is with us in studio. On the phone, we have the mother of the mother-daughter team, Ms. Carla. Hey, Carla, how are you?
Hello, ladies. I'm doing well. And it is sunny out today here in Milwaukee, too. So it's just a nice day to maybe get a good walk in.
I like her exuberance. I wasn't necessarily going to go that far. I just made sure I opened the curtains.
Oh, she's always a cup half full. It could be gloomy. Well, it's a great day to have a cup of coffee inside today or go for a walk anyway.
You know what, Carla? I really picture her as that lady that has there's a person that's about your mom's age, Cassandra, in my neighborhood that has those walking sticks.
She has sticks.
Oh, do you? I just figured you did, Carla, because I'm like, oh, she gives me squat goals.
I have them, but I thought someday I'm going to use them. But, you know, they're nice. I can see using them because we use, Kevin, when we walk, we use, if it's night, we'll use flashlights, right, just to see if there's ice.
Right.
But I can see, you know, as you get older in life, you don't want to slip anywhere, right?
No.
There's that black ice that you can't see sometimes.
Yeah.
So I can see the benefit of them. I have them, but I've never used them. But I sure can see the benefit of using them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see this woman in my neighborhood using them, I'm like, that's really smart. I need to eventually be that person. Mm-hmm. That I thought ahead, that I'm still appreciating whatever environment that I am in. Mm-hmm. But I figure out a way to maximize my enjoyment of it instead of making it arduous, which is a lot of what we talk about here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show to bring it all back, is giving you the tools so that you can make the best decision to be able to continue on doing the things that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. So in my head, this lady really was, I go out walking all the time. It's something that I enjoy. But now it's cold or it's not, you know, the road is more difficult to traverse and these other things. So she found herself some assistance, some tool.
A way to make it work better for her.
Right, right. So I figured, I'm like, she clearly plans. This is the same thing that my friend Carla would do. I was correct.
Well,
it makes me feel good.
Good or bad?
No, it's very good.
It's good.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's one of those things that I go, you can learn from your ancestors. That's what I do. So I appreciate it.
All our lives, we've learned from the elderly people around us. We've learned, and when I say elderly, you know, some of them were grandparents, some of them were neighbors, some of them were, and I know we all connect, I hope we do, all connect with people that have that wisdom of the ages. And throughout my life, I've always had those people around me, and they're still around me. I have books that I have a book that I write sayings in, or, you know, you hear something someone says, like a client even, and it's words of wisdom, and it's just amazing how we learn from each other. It's truly a gift.
Yeah, right. So I definitely also see it as a positive. So much more of a good thing than a bad thing. So thank you for keeping us. I appreciate that I get to watch what Carla does and go, okay, this is the information that I can use for myself. So I appreciate it. Before we get into today's show, I do want to remind people that securities and advisory service offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. We do have to remind ourselves, though, that the end of the year is right here.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's coming fast.
Yes, I agree. I was talking to a friend that's also helped me with a project. And we're like, oh, we should have a meeting before Christmas. And I looked at my calendar. I'm like, oh, that's practically tomorrow. Oh, it hadn't really even sunk in that it was that close.
Do you ever have pictures like pop up on your phone that'll say a year ago, right? Exactly a year ago. Mm-hmm. And you'll look at that and think, that wasn't a year ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Right. Goes by fast. But so I think this last month, especially between the holidays, right? Between Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, all that, it goes by fast.
Very compressed.
This is a, we're at a point though. What we wanted to talk about today is there are some things that if you haven't done them, but you maybe thought about it or didn't even know that you could think about some of these things, there's still time. So we wanted to bring up a few things that between now and the end of the year, if any of these things make sense to you, you still have time.
Right.
You still have some time.
Right.
But no time to waste, but you have time.
Exactly. And we do also remind people that if you want to take something off of your to-do list, a great thing to do that is to get on the 2023 callback list for our frying folks over at ClearStep Financial. Yeah. So just get on it now and then you don't have to remember.
We offer this every year because every year people will come to us and say, you know what, I want to talk, but and after the holidays, right? I just want to get through the holidays. After the new year, I want to hit the ground running with my, you know, new year intentions and goals and things. So if that's you, feel free to go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, and just contact us. Say, please put me on your 2023 list.
Right.
Or if you're ready now, because we do have some people still reaching out saying before the end of the year, they at least want to get started.
Right.
At least get the ball rolling. And you're welcome to do that. We have time slots that we can fit people into either virtually or at our office.
And what I was, I'm sure that there's other people in a boat kind of like mine where I'm like, should I talk to you now or when I'm doing my taxes? Mm-hmm. You know, kind of thing. Because I'm like, I think we all have different milestones.
Yep.
Where you're like, okay, I know enough information, but I'm really not going to do the rest of the stuff until this. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is for you, you can just go, I'll schedule the appointment with ClearStep once I get to this instead of it feeling like a rush. There's lots of options.
Oh, there's totally options. Whenever the time is right for people, we're, you know, we're happy to talk to people.
Right, right. So. And I am so glad that you're continuing to hang out with us because the My Talkers think you guys are fantastic. I hear it all the time. You give such wonderful advice and keep people on that path to feeling more accomplished and in control of things that are ridiculously complicated
can
going
be
on.
Really
out there.
Complex.
Right, yeah. Right, right. Yeah. So, as we are talking about today's framework, where would we like to start today?
Well, we want to start with an easy thing. Most people have a 401k, so a lot of people will be able to relate to this. And in the last number of years, Mom, you can chime in on this too, but I've seen more and more people at least striving to max that out, right? Okay. That, or that they're hitting that point where they've contributed as much as they're able to contribute to their 401k, right? So I just was talking to some friends about this recently because you can contribute for 2022, which we're still in, right? Mm-hmm. A little bit longer. You can contribute up to $19,500.
Okay.
So some people have hit that mark potentially. But if you turned 50 this year, like I was just talking to someone out there and I said, you know, you turned 50 this year, you can add an extra $6,500 this year. So
oh, that's a nice jump.
Yeah, okay. It is. So they have that catch-up contribution. Same thing happens in Roths and IRAs where you have a catch-up amount. Same thing with a simple IRA.
Okay.
So if you're someone who turned 50 this year and you might have extra that you've wanted to somehow stash away or put in, and a lot of times in 401ks, you might also have a Roth option.
Mm-hmm.
So again, all these different things, but not to overwhelm people. But just know if you're 50 this year or older that and you have extra funds, there's places you probably could add a little bit more if you haven't already.
Okay. And it's always great when we get to use terminology like extra, because that's a lot of what we're striving for is getting to the point that this counts as extra because you have managed to have everything taken care of that you can go, okay, this I get to tuck away.
Right.
I get to tuck away.
Now,
and that's wonderful.
The thought here, too, is just to clarify, I just wanted to, you know, because we do when Cassandra and I sit down with people to do a financial plan in which we look at the whole picture and help people to achieve their financial goals. But, you know, you have the ability or you may have the ability to invest up to the maximum in your 401k. That's not necessarily what we recommend, though, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at all the different, you know, the whole picture of a person's financial picture. Because remember, we have three different types of taxes. You grow taxable, which is liquid money. You grow tax deferred, which is your 401k. And then you have tax advantage, which is your Roth bucket. And we want to make sure all three buckets have the ability to be funded to give you flexibility in life and to give you diversified portfolios as well. So we do look at that total picture there.
Mm-hmm. I also appreciate that you reiterate why diversification is important because there are, you know, at least in my circle, a lot of the news articles that I read right now that see people in a difficult situation with their finances, a lot of them seem to be from that I put all of my hopes and dreams in one category. Mm-hmm. And then if that category evaporates or something goes wrong in it, that was where everything was.
Yep.
And that doesn't, it seems like, well, I want to maximize it, so I'm going to put everything over there. But then it also seems like it does put you in a very vulnerable position.
It definitely can, yeah. And she's absolutely right. We look at the whole picture. So we're giving some general, you know, ideas, guidelines, and things. But I really do encourage people, talk to an advisor, whether you have one that you have a great relationship with. If you're looking for one, we're happy to talk with you. We offer complimentary consultations, so it's a great way to get a feel for each other. Make sure there's a good mutual fit and
right.
some synergy. I mean, we want to work with the people that are a good fit with us, right?
Right.
So, and there's some people that are a good fit with other advisors for various reasons, and that's great. So we just want to make sure people are getting the help they need, the assistance, the guidance, the education, and so forth.
And you are open. I know it might take a little bit more time, but you can shop around. You mm-hmm. can, you know, you can interview people, basically, mm-hmm. is what it is, and see who communicates in a way that's going to work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go into our first break. What do we want to cover when we get back?
Well, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about IRAs, Roths, what we call Roth conversions, and why 2022 might be a year to take advantage of some of that.
All right. And you can also be part of the show. Feel free to call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from ClearStep Financial here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Well, we don't want to encourage any bad habits. We're actually encouraging some quality good habits here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial, talking about some things that you might want to tick off of your financial to-do list between now and the end of the year. We talked about looking at your retirement contributions and maybe checking in to see if you are able to put a little bit more money there. I like mm-hmm. the idea of doing that now before we get into, some people maybe have already done their holiday shopping, so this goes, all right, I already did that. Don't spend more money on that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of us may still have some things that we plan to do.
Yeah.
So it helps you go, okay, what's the upper limit on what I'm going to spend?
Right.
Because I have earmarked
right.
this money for other things.
Yeah. Well, real quick, just taking a step back. I was talking to someone about this week, and I said, you know, if you have excess right now, right? Mm-hmm. Retirement is on sale.
Fair enough. Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for those people that do have money, or that you find ways to free it up. And, you know, we don't know how long the market will be such that mm-hmm. it is now.
Right.
So it's a great time. If you can work towards freeing up some additional money or earmarking some more now for retirement, that could just help you get there that much faster, potentially. Right. We don't know what the future holds. We don't have
right.
a crystal ball here, but
that was the rabbit hole that I went down earlier this week, is that there were so many back and forth about, is our bear market about to end? Are we this? Are we that? And I'm like, okay. And then it made me slow down. I'm like, you need to go look up what a bear market and a bull market is by definition again.
Mm-hmm.
But that part, if you can take the anxiety out of learning about these things, about, oh, I'm never going to be able to retire, and the nevers and the anxiety out.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very interesting mm-hmm. financial time right now.
Mm-hmm. It is got a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so shifting and then kind of looking at, so what does that mean for some things you could maybe take an opportunity on today or take advantage of? How many people do we know that their income either lowered this year, or maybe people got laid off?
I
know there's been a lot of layoffs recently, right? So if that's the case, if your income was lower this year, then it will likely be in future years for whatever reason. Or if your income's just climbing right now, then what we would say is, because most accounts, if you're invested in the market, most of them are a little bit down right now, right?
Right.
Or significantly down. This may be... We have to say May, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may
right.
be a good time to look at some Roth conversions. And what is that? What does it mean?
Right.
It means you have money, like my mom was saying, we want to diversify taxes, right? So if your money is in that tax deferred bucket where you put it into a 401k, or maybe you put it directly into an IRA, some kind of retirement bucket where you've never paid taxes on it.
Right.
You got a deduction on it when you put it in. To move it into a Roth, you would have to pay taxes on it for this calendar year. But when the market is down, you can shift some of those funds over when they're lower than they maybe were a year ago.
Right.
So you're going to pay less in taxes to do it right now. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I know that that's also helping us frame it when you do talk to your tax advisor about why you want to do this or what you're doing to see
right.
how the math might work.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to... Yeah, like you're not going to lose out necessarily, right? Because if you're moving, you're just shifting it from one tax bucket to the other.
So you're not penalized. You're just paying the taxes.
You're paying the taxes, and that does not count when you convert money. over to the Roth, you can convert as much as you want. It does not count towards what you contribute to it. So if you're contributing money to it, and you know, and you're putting in, if you're under 50, 6,000, and you're maxing that out, or if you're 50 or older, if you're putting in 7,000, that doesn't count towards how much you can contribute.
Right.
And there's no income limits on that either. You can contribute. So just know that there may be some things to look at. And we can do tax calculations. We have people that can, we don't do it ourselves, but we have it done for people, right? If you think it might be something to look at. But that's something then that we work with your tax person, or if you need a tax person, we have people that work with us that can help look at some of that stuff and say, this is how much you'd maybe want to convert. So there's ways to figure all that out. But that also, like I said, in the times we have right now, that may be something that would be advantageous for now to do some planning that would have huge benefits in the future.
Right. And it is so, when you're looking at all of the pieces, I don't even want to call it a pie, because in my head, pie kind of implies that all of the pieces are uniform in nature.
It's more or at least of close. A goulash.
Yes. It's just like, okay, keep stirring. Keep stirring. You don't want it to settle too much sometimes. And we're like, okay, we'll just keep moving it around.
There's
right?
a flow.
Yes.
There's a flow.
Yes.
Right? So, Mom, I don't know if you have anything else to add on that, but that's one thing that we definitely look at and consider with people is, do Roth conversions right now make any sense for people?
Yeah, and, you know, another thought on that. So, you know, I was talking to someone this past week about the Roth conversion because his income may be down, but we got to look at that because, remember, you got the 22% tax bracket, then you got the 24, and then it jumps up in the 30s. So a couple things we look at there is, number one, does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then partly, too, is there's got to be a pot of money somewhere in savings or liquid to pay for the taxes on it
right.
as well.
To absorb the tax.
So there's a few variables there for the conversions, but it's a good discussion. It's a good time to think about it, although, you know, we don't know. Is next year going to bring more downturn? There's a lot of unknowns that we don't know, but that's why it's important to work with a financial advisor that you feel that you can trust and that can help guide and direct through all the ups and downs and the uncertainties.
Mm-hmm. And I, it is good to mention that you may have to pay for these things right now. So if you were going, well, I already earmarked that because I'm going on this really expensive vacation. Now you can decide if this is the time for you to do that or if you need to push that, you know, if you haven't already done that. So I understand. Yeah. Like, I, as someone who had to pay a bunch of taxes that I wasn't planning on, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I had the money.
Yeah.
You know, it all worked out. It was the overall mix of why I did it at the time totally made sense, but it wasn't something I was planning on.
Right.
And so now I'm going, all right, well, what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
But now I know to ask you and to talk to my mortgage professional before I file anything. I'm like, here's what I'm thinking on the taxes.
Yeah.
So here's, does that agree? Does that jibe with my overall plan?
It's good to check in. It is so good to check in. I had a lady too, and I know we're going to go to a break here, but I had a lady I was talking to this last week, and sometimes I think people, they do the best they can figuring things out, right? Which is great. But then if you get a little bit of help, sometimes it gives you can get that much further.
Right.
That much further. We looked at, she earmarked like $300,000 for some expenses in retirement specifically, and we're going to be able to look at only needing probably $200,000. And she can then take that extra $100 that she earmarked for these things in retirement and she can do something else.
Right.
And she's going to have twice as much allocated towards what she needed or what she thought she was going to need. It's just, it's amazing how sometimes just a tiny little bit of planning can go that much further or make your retirement dollars go that much further in retirement. I mean, it's really neat. So we have some other great ideas to share. Some of it on tax harvesting, some of it on gifting. We'll get into all that here before the end of the hour.
And you can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. Be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. I love Mariah Carey, but I'm sorry. When she does songs like that, they don't seem cheery to me.
Well,
it's sexy. She's like, hey, Santa. I'm like, ah. I think it's just my take on it. Maybe you feel very cheerful from it. So we'll see. I have to give it another listen.
Yeah.
So not to douse everybody's Christmas cheer. So we are here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show on My Talk 107.1 with our friends from ClearStep Financial, giving you some things that you can tick off your financial to-do list before the end of the year, which is rapidly
It's coming.
Approaching.
And
rapidly.
If you just want to sit down with us to see what all the different boxes you could check for your situation. We're happy to do that. We do the complimentary consultation. So
right.
It's easy, very easy to do. Go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com. Or you can call
651-600-0855. That's 651-600-0855. So another great thing for people to do before the year wraps up is to...
Well, it has to do with if you have mutual fund type accounts or different accounts that maybe that aren't in any kind of retirement plan. And Mom, I'll have you just kind of address this because I know... You know, we've talked about this, and that's something you've worked a
right.
lot with.
This would be for liquid money. So some people invest in mutual funds without any kind of IRA or Roth. You know, it's just a liquid account, joint or individual in your name. And it could be in mutual funds or it could be in stock. And so some people, if their accounts are down, sometimes you have stock that goes down and sometimes you have stock that goes up. And you'll have to pay taxes on the dividends. But some people, what they'll do is the stock that's down, they might sell and then harvest some of the losses so that can help offset some of the gain on some of their portfolios. We're not suggesting just to do this. This
okay.
is not something just to do. But we have the ability to do some tax scenarios or have your tax person do some tax scenarios to see if that might make sense. It may or may not. I would say mm-hmm. most people do not utilize this, but it's something to consider.
Mm-hmm. When we're looking at options like this and I know there's some wibbly wobbliness in when you have to get things done for your taxes. Is this one of those things that you would have to put it in motion as a hard before December 31st type thing?
Well, I think you want to at least get some information. So it takes time to mm-hmm. do a tax proposal okay. to see if it would make sense to get an idea of what the capital gains and dividends might be for the year. So it takes a little time mm-hmm. to do that. So yeah, I would suggest getting an idea on that soon if that's something that you want to consider. But what it does then is if you pay right, it offsets the losses offset the gains, so
right.
then you just don't have to pay as much in taxes. But what that does, eventually you're going to have to pay taxes no matter what, right? Liquid money. You pay taxes on capital gains, dividends, and then appreciation when you sell. So somewhere down the road, you will eventually pay taxes on that.
And our next topic I'm excited to talk about because I feel like this next topic was one of the first ways that I accidentally impressed Cassandra and Carla because I knew what a required minimum distribution was. And it's not a thing that I necessarily would know anything about because it doesn't trigger until you're 72.
Now, yeah.
But I happen to know about it because I had a voiceover client where I did about, and you okay. both looked at me like, oh, you know what a RMD is.
RMD. Yeah, required minimum distribution.
Right. And so let's back up and explain to people what, again, it is. So this is yeah. not just Shannon did a thing yeah. about it. But it is, to me, as you're explaining what it is, and then I'll tell you why I think it's a great thing that if you're in this position, you're like, well, neat, I have options once mm-hmm. I get there.
So an RMD, or required minimum distribution, it only applies to money that you've never paid taxes on. And typically that would be like money you put into a 401k, or it could have been an IRA, right? Or maybe it's now an IRA, you rolled it over at one point. So that's money that's never been taxed. And then you fast forward to you turn 72 now. They changed
right.
this a few years back, right? It used to be 70 and a half. So it's 72. Now you have to start drawing at least a small percentage out. And what they do is they use the end of year from the previous year amount, and then they calculate the percentage based on that. And then any company that has an IRA for you, they send you a form saying this is how much you have to take out for this next year now. Now, the thing to understand about that, especially in these market conditions, is let's say you have three or four different IRAs, you don't have to take that exact amount out of each one of them.
Right.
You just have to take out that total amount out of your IRAs collectively. So let's say each one, you have five of them, each one you have to pull out 2,000 just to
right.
keep it simple. You don't have to pull 2,000 out of each one. You just have to pull 10,000 out total.
Right.
Now, that's where we talk about. You want to have some strategies and planning around that, because when the markets are down, there may be better options on where to pull that from versus other ones.
Right. And that's the part I think is fantastic. If you get to the point where you're going, I don't need to take this distribution out because I need it to pay my everyday expenses and to live on. Mm-hmm. You give to take it out because it gives you options mm-hmm. and you don't have any choice. And even if you're doing well enough, you can also use this as a donation to certain things yeah. that you're passionate about. And so it just ticked that box in my brain about what you're trying to strive for is to mm-hmm. get to this point that by the time I'm 72, I'm going, well, I don't need that money.
Mm-hmm.
I can support whatever organization I choose to support right. with that. Or again, decide what I want with it versus, oh, well, I'm waiting for, I was going to take it out anyway.
Right.
I love
and
that idea.
There's a tax benefit there that if you do donate to a nonprofit, whatever it be, Ronald McDonald's House, right? Or mm-hmm. the advertisement, or churches, or some other nonprofits, you can have your RMDs directly funded to these. And that way there will be no tax on there. That's a direct tax benefit to you when you have that donation directed directly to the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Again, goals for the future. You
yeah.
know, try and get there. And mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. So are there any other little mini pitfalls that happen when we're looking at RMDs?
Well, I think, like I said, the biggest thing is just to have someone look at it, because just pulling out those amounts randomly out of every account may or may not be your best strategy.
Right.
That's probably the bottom line.
Right.
And then two, we have some people that say, like you said, we don't need it right now, but depending on your overall situation, you may want to still put it aside
right.
to have, because again, our biggest thing with people for planning is flexibility,
yes.
right? You want to have flexibility. You want to have, I don't want to say insurance, but, you know, in a sense, you want to say, okay, if this happens over here, we want to make sure we have a buffer, or we want to make sure there's extra here. So
a buffer or a backup
right,
plan.
Right. Just mm-hmm. to have ways that you can maneuver and shift if things change throughout retirement. So
right.
there's a lot of planning and things that we love to make sure that people have in place.
Well, let's throttle down the age brackets a
yep.
little bit, because I think what our next topic is something that you usually will deal with if you're not that close to retirement. We're talking about health savings accounts, so mm-hmm. HSAs.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had one of these in a long time, and the last time I had one, I found it incredibly complex. It was like, okay. I was like, why did I pick this option?
So we're not going to talk about the plan itself,
right
of having a high deductible or an HSA. What
yeah.
we want to talk about is the actual account that you would have as a health savings account.
Yes.
So just that piece specifically, if that's the type of plan you're in, what we would say is that, again, if you have extra funds right now, if it makes sense to allocate them towards that bucket, that is actually one of the most tax favorable
okay.
buckets. Probably the most tax favorable bucket, because you get a deduction on what you put in.
Right.
It's tax deferred as it grows. And as long as you use it for mm-hmm. the qualified things, expenses, they don't charge taxes when you pull it out. So it's the amazing tax
yeah.
bucket. But again, it's restricted. It has to be used for medical expenses
right.
and so forth.
I just remember the one year I had it, I ended up buying a bunch of stuff that I didn't really need because I needed it. Or yeah. stuff that I needed, but I didn't need in bulk, and I had to buy a bunch of stuff. I think I still have some things that counted that I haven't used up in the last 5 years. But it is another thing that it's worth having these discussions beforehand so that you can make sure that you're maximizing the benefits
mm-hmm.
of it.
And it's something that you can use throughout retirement. You know, you could use those funds for medical expenses in retirement as well. So it's one of those pieces. We don't know if it would make sense for you to fully fund it or not. But again, it can make sense sometimes in people's overall picture. If we've checked all these other boxes, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the first place you fund if your retirement isn't on track.
Right.
right? So we look at the whole picture. We want to make sure you do it in a sequence of importance also.
Right.
But it's definitely one of those pieces to look at and to consider, because it does have some great tax advantages to it.
Right. And we are going to be talking about a lot of tax advantage type things, because some of these things need to be in motion before the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that is sneaking
yep.
up on you.
That has to be done by the end of the year. The tax harvesting for mutual funds, right? Funding your 401ks or other, retirement type plans. A lot of those have, December 31st deadlines.
Right.
So good to get some of those in the works.
Right.
The next thing that we want to talk about is gifting. So we can get into that a little bit because that did change this year. The amounts went up. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit about how that works.
All
and
right.
How you could take some tax advantages on that.
You can also be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show with our friends from ClearStep Financial on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Reminding you can also get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website. Just go to mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword health and wealth. If you're like, oh, they moved kind of quick, I need to listen back. Or if you want to pass this on to a loved one, we love that as well.
Or get on our callback list. 2023 is around the corner.
Right. Absolutely.
We're going to blink.
Yes.
We're going to blink. So you can get on our 2023 callback list too on our website. ClearStepFinancial.com, /mytalk. We got a page, landing page. Go right to it. You can easily click on that. Just tell us we want to get on the list. Or if you want to schedule something now, we're happy to.
Right. So as we are talking about gifting, we don't mean gifting like what you're going to put under your tree necessarily.
No.
So
yeah. Though, you know what? If someone wanted to wrap up a check,
that would be
and gift it, I'd be fine with that.
Give some cash.
Mom?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. She's still like, there. Is this thing on?
No. Hey. Carla's like, were you speaking to me?
I know. I didn't get it at first.
Yeah.
Plus, we know what your favorite gift is. We know that Carla's just going to buy you more life insurance is what she's going to do. I can give you anything
gift
else.
Of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I
gift
think that absolutely
love.
Makes sense.
She does love to gift to those grandkids, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, so gifting in 2022, you can gift $16,000 per person. And if there's a married couple, each one technically can gift to one individual each $16,000.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, $32,000.
Okay.
So, Mom, for example, right, if you and Kevin wanted to gift me $32,000, you could this year. I'm just throwing
all
it
right.
out there.
Just
and
so
you
not worried about
that
it.
Times two, right? We could each gift $16,000 to you, but then we could each gift $16,000 to your husband.
To Mike,
too.
You so know, he would love that. I think that is a great thoughtful gift, Mom. Thank you.
Plus children. Right,
right. Plus
children,
each of our children.
Children as well.
My gosh.
Yes.
This is so this could be a great
very
Christmas.
Efficient. Yeah, very efficient gifting.
No. It all works.
Yeah.
But that's how gifting does work. So there's sometimes we do come across people that are looking at, you know, ways that they can do some planning. Maybe they have some additional funds and assets that they're not ever planning on using, right? And so, you know, we look at all that, but we have to remember there's a 5-year look back, right? So if in the next 5 years, if someone did potentially go into maybe a care facility and then they ran through all their other assets and it's within 5 years, they would go back and say, no, you need those funds that you gave away, right?
Oh.
So there is that 5-year window, but those are all things to look at. So if you are healthy and doing well, like my mom is, you know, and you have more than 5 years likely, and you have all those assets, those are things potentially, if you want to do some gifting,
right?
Those are all, and we do come across those people where whether it's they've just done a good job saving or they've gotten a sizable inheritance and they say, you know, I want to do something now. Those are
versus
ways
waiting
to
until
it.
Everything. Yeah. We're not doing the inheritance. It's just rolling it later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because sometimes people say, I want them to enjoy it now, or I want to see them enjoying it. Right. Or I want it to be something now. So those are things that you can do. You can do that.
And just reminding everyone, if you don't have a current tax advisor, or you feel like you can use some specific help in that, that's also another great reason to contact our friends over at ClearStep, that you can make some suggestions.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have people, whether you're looking for a tax person, if you're looking for a mortgage person. Mm-hmm. And I know Mimi's on next.
Yes.
You know, she has great resources for mortgages and so forth. We have property and casualty people that work with us. So all those different things, we look at that. And if that's something you need help with, we can direct you to who we use.
So. Right, right. So sometimes it's just like, I don't want to trust Google. I would rather trust a human being. And that's all valuable. All right. So as we are wrapping up today, we do have time to cover this. So we're talking about, again, back into the tax conversation.
Yep.
And trying to go, well, what's the best opportunity that I have if I need to manage what tax bracket I am? How do you help people navigate that conversation?
So there's, you know, depending on your age and your situation, there are different points in time when it may be more beneficial than others to do some additional income and tax bracket management. One of those times is the 2 years before you turn 65.
Okay.
If you're going to be going on Medicare and retiring and so forth, because the Medicare costs that you're going to look at once you get into that period That's determined by the previous 2 years' income, right? Your tax returns and so forth, your income from those previous 2 years. So that's where, again, we have people that specialize in Medicare. We don't specialize in it. That's why we work with people, right?
Right?
You got that team, and they specialize in it. And so they sit down with people and they'll say, well, look at, you know, this is where you're at. And if you were below this threshold, you would end up paying this much less.
Right. Okay.
And it, like I said, and it'll impact you for 2 years. So you potentially, if you do certain planning, that could be beneficial than going into retirement, going into Medicare and so forth. So there's, again, if this is overwhelming to you, don't feel overwhelmed.
Right.
This is just information because we want people to know these are all things that could be beneficial.
Right.
Contact us. We're happy to go through all this and say, this actually, this applies to you. This doesn't apply to you.
Right.
This is something, and maybe some things we didn't even talk about today might be beneficial to look at if you're, you know, in your specific situation.
Right.
We just love to, you know, give people ideas and tips. So,
and I think our next subject is something that's more of a good thing to look at versus a you absolutely have to. So this is for a lot of people a good time to kind of start your game plan as you move into 2023 and decide what your goals are. Because some people are so like, you know, I just need to have a clear demarcation of when I start over.
Yeah.
And so just going, well, here's what I'm going to do starting into
push
the
reset,
new year.
Push reset, right?
Correct.
When do you push reset?
Right. It's like, we're just going to get through this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting January 1st, here's some options and some planning for what you need. So as we're helping people go through that, what kind of things do we look at as we're looking for future planning into the new year?
Well, as people are looking at things right now, I think a helpful exercise can be just look at how much, and I know the holidays is maybe not the best time to look at what's your spending, where, you know, what, where has money been going lately? But if you look a few months back, maybe look at the trend at least, because we know that there's been inflation greater than normal right now.
Right.
So more than recent, more than past years, we, you know, people may need more income than they needed this last year. They might need moving into next year just to even maintain their standard of living.
Right.
So if that's the case, it would be good just sit down and say, okay, where am I really at for my spending, for my living expenses and so forth? What do I need? Is it more than it was? Where's maybe the best place to pull that from? Because just like with the RMDs, those required minimum distributions, there's probably better and maybe worse. I don't want to say worse, but there's probably the better place to pull them from right now, given where money might be situated. And it can just make your overall bucket of money for retirement last that much longer.
Right, which is what we're definitely going for, is trying to figure out, especially as we continue to live longer, how can you not run out of money?
Well, you wanna let your money outlive you, right? That'd be the ideal.
Right. So we have two more minutes as we wrap up. Is there anything that we missed that people should just go, hey, make sure you check this out before the end of the year?
Well, again, it's do you have access to add places?
Mm-hmm.
If you do, though, that's probably a good reason to reach out, because we can absolutely give you the ideas on where would that best be put to work for you, given your overall picture.
Right.
So that's one thing I would say. It's a good reason to reach out. You can always do that. ClearStepFinancial.com/mytalk. You know, contact us. You can call
651-600-0855. If you're wrapping up those end of year reimbursements from your employer and like, oh, I hadn't already put that money anyplace or didn't have a specific place to put it to use, that's a good time to go, oh, this money, here's the best place for us to put it as we move forward.
Yeah. And
you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that we find, Cassandra and I find, that there are a number of people with liquid money. Maybe they got an inheritance, or maybe they have money in a savings in a bank, and they don't quite, they want to earn more than what that's paying.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good reason to reach out to us, too, because we have different ideas to help share in that area. But we do find that quite a bit, that people are in that category.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Right.
So I just think any questions people have, if you have show topic ideas, feel free to reach out to us. We love hearing from people. If you know someone that could benefit from any of the webinars and things, get on our email list so you stay up to date with all that stuff that's
coming
up.
And speaking about the webinar, it's always a great opportunity to go, hey, I would love to learn about this particular topic.
Yeah.
And so you can also go ahead and send that information in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because there's some that you do that you're like, it's already set in stone. We're going to knock this one out of the park. But there might be something else that a lot of people were waiting to hear that we just haven't known yet.
Right, right. And if it's something you're interested in, there's a good chance others are as well.
Absolutely. So, again, get on that call list. Get your information in. You can go to clearstepfinancial.com/mytalk. If you want to have any of those questions answered, get on that callback list. You can also find this episode and previous episodes by going to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wealth.